In the waters off the coast of Australia, sharks are a major hazard for divers, surfers, and swimmers. This week, at the Adelaide Sailing Club, a new electronic shark repellent device was introduced. The shark shield straps around the ankle and thigh, weighs a little over a pound, is about the size of a mobile phone, and will sell for about $700. Mike Down is technical director for Sea Change Technology in Adelaide, the company that developed the unit. He's on the phone with us. Mike, would you explain briefly how this shark shield works?
Yes, gladly. It sends out a pulsing electrical field into the water, and this field is picked up very easily by the shark's receptors. It causes them increasing discomfort as they approach the field until they turn away, unable to cope with it.
It's just discomfort. It doesn't harm the shark.
No, and that's one of the things that I'm happy about, because that is the last thing we want to do. The poor things are hated enough as it is.
How do you test it?
We have to follow certain protocols, which unfortunately mean we have to bait the water and attract the sharks. So we use a number of different objects in the water and bring the sharks in, and then repeat the tests with passive objects, that is without electronics, and then with our experimental object, which has the electronics on. So we've done this hundreds and hundreds of times, and thus far we have not had a single attack on our test unit, but we've lost quite a few of our passive test floats that have been crunched and munched.
To a certain extent, this seems like a leap of faith. Pardon my skepticism, but there are a lot of other electronic devices that are advertised to repel rodents and fleas, and, you know, they don't really work.
I've read those ads, too. The thing is, it is so discomforting for them when they get in close that it changes their behavior. Their muscles twitch, their mouth opens and shuts. It really does cause them a great deal of discomfort. I'm confident in saying that I would swim anywhere with one.
Have you swum with one yet?
Yes, many, many times. In fact, most of us now involved in this have all become cowards. We used to dive in the water without such a device, and now we all wear them because it's just that feeling of security. You know, we've had a lot of test subjects out there. You know, it was really great to hear their stories. And one of the best I've ever heard was that this large shark, and they're always huge sharks when they're describing them, was swimming towards the guy, and he said it stopped in the water as though it hit a wall of cling wrap. And then it shuddered and turned away, and I thought, well, that's great. It's like an underwater cling wrap surrounding you.
Saran wrap as shark repellent. We love it. Mike Down, thanks a lot.
Thanks for talking to me.
Mike Down is Technical Director for Sea Change Technologies in Adelaide, Australia, which developed the Shark Shield, a personal electronic shark repellent.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can hear any story on today's show or previous shows on our website, npr.org. Just click on Archives. Find out about the music you hear on All Things Considered. Visit All Songs Considered, NPR's online music show at npr.org. This is NPR.